Hallelujah. How many believe they can fix it? And you talk from experience. Hallelujah. He will fix it. May not be when you want it, but he will get it done. Because he's God and he can't lie. All right, he knows our every need. But what we don't realize that whatever's going on in our life is going on for God's glory and our benefit. All right, all things are still working together toward the good of God, for the good of them that love God. Hallelujah. You believe that?
Yes.
Can you give him a praise for it?
Hallelujah.
For this is the day the Lord has made. We are to rejoice and be glad that we're in the day. Hallelujah. Because he could have left us in yesterday. But decided he'll bring us on into day 107.
Hallelujah. Amen.
2022. Hallelujah. And if you believe that and you know that God did it out of his grace and his mercy, hallelujah, you ought to give him some praise for letting you be in this day.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
It has been over 2 years now since some of us had gotten together to worship him in the house of God. We've been doing it in our homes, in our cars. Hallelujah. And that's good. But it ain't like being in the house of God. There's something different about being together in the house of worship. There's a certain energy that flows. Hallelujah. And we are glad that we are able to come together. Somebody said one more time.
One more time.
I'm going to pull this off. It's interfering with my breathing. And as I told you on first Sunday, my temp was 96.8. Okay, so I don't have a fever. I've had the COVID shots, except this last booster. And soon that come around, I'm planning to get that. But I had the first booster. Okay, so I shouldn't be spreading anything to you, because I didn't bring anything with me but the word of God. Hallelujah. This is Resurrection Day. Hallelujah. And I'm glad there is a Resurrection Day, because there's a Resurrection Day that means I will rise one of these days. Glory be to God. From the book, what time is it?
Good news time.
God's word is good news in this bad news world. Anybody need some good news?
Amen.
From the book of St. John, 20th chapter, begin at verse 1. St. John, 20th chapter, verse 1. Are we there? St. John, chapter 20. Begin at verse 1. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early when it was yet dark into the sepulchre and see the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said unto him, they have taken away our Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they had laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciple come to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre, and stooping down, looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter running, following him, and went into the sepulchre, and see the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in its place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre and saw and believed. Hallelujah. And we'll stop with that verse. Tell somebody, he got up.
He got up.
He got up. Jesus had been walking and teaching and preaching to the people in that area for 3 years. Somebody said 3 years.
3 years.
He had been given a message of hope, deliverance, worship, peace, joy, all that good stuff. And how we to do and what we are to do to handle the tough times that's coming and going in our life. Because Jesus has said that in the world you shall have tribulation, but in me you have peace. And don't worry about it, because I have overcome. And because he has overcome, we will too. Okay. And so he preached deliverance, because we've been bound by the sin that was introduced into the world by Adam and Eve. We've been bound for now going on 3 years by a disease called COVID. But God has loosed us, even in the midst of the pandemic. Tell somebody that that's just like God.
Just like God.
When you don't think that you're going to get delivered, God steps right in. And he'll step in right on time. Seems like every time it looks like we're going to be able to go in, another variant raised its ugly head and start trying to be worse than the previous one. But if you look at it closely, You can see God moving. See God working. Hallelujah. Even with the first one. Because it first come out, it was just killing everybody. Then later on, some got it and survived. And if you're over a certain age, we were just hopelessly doomed. But then somebody over 100 caught it and went through. God showing that he's in control. He defies what scientific knowledge had said. He worked it. Then Delta came. Acting worse than COVID-19. But even that, it may got to you quicker and more freely than 19 did. It wasn't as powerful. God was removing the potency out of the steam. And now Delta come. And then Omicron is the Omicron came in, it got faster than Delta, but its potency got weaker. Now they got this, was it 1B or 3A, something about B? That's even more faster than the other one. It's getting faster on one end, but losing its bite on the other end. Hallelujah. The thing that will take you out no longer take you out. Okay. God did it. Somebody said the vaccine did it, but the vaccine did it through God. Because the earth is the Lord. And the fullness thereof. God made it before he made the world. He knew this was going to come. So before the problem came, he came with an answer. He knew that Adam and Eve were going to mess up in the garden. But before he made Adam and Eve, and before he made anything, he made an answer to the problem. Most black things now, or everybody would they have the problem, then they try to find an answer. But God makes the answer. Then he allowed the problem to come. Hallelujah. We got to learn to trust in our God. Hallelujah. Sin came, but the answer came first. Jesus said, before the world was, we were together. The answer to sin was Jesus. Sin didn't come until Adam, after Adam and Eve got here. God makes these things, and we got to take it by faith. Pray over it. Because in everything, give God thanks. Amen. Sin came, and Jesus came to answer the call for sin. Or the word tells us, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. He came to give us life when sin came to kill us. Hallelujah. God and his son Jesus And for some reason, church people, when I say the church people, that includes me too, because I'm a church people. For some reason, we're busy trying to handle other people's lives and leaving ours unscathed. We are backwards. He tells us to do one thing, we do the other. He tells us how to solve our problems, what we think it ought to be done another way. He tells us, as the songwriter said, to go right, we go left. If he tells us to go left, we'll go right. He tells us to get up, we sit down. Why is it we can't do the right thing? He said, Adam, don't you eat of that tree that's in the midst of the garden? Adam did what? Ate instead. You got everything in the garden, Adam, that you can eat, you can eat it. There's just one thing that you can't eat. And here we couldn't even keep that one law. We're backwards. Take the COVID shot. I ain't gonna take the COVID shot. Take it and we can get rid of this virus quickly. You ain't tell me what to do.
Tell it, Pastor.
We even do that on the job sometimes. The man who hired you told you to do something, you get mad that I ain't gonna do it. I pretend like I'm doing it, and that's why things are so bad. And why businesses go out of business, because we didn't do what we're supposed to be doing when we're working in the business. And now we don't have a job. God told us to go. And we sit. God told us to get up. We sit. You got to do what the word says do if you want complete and total deliverance. Jesus had come to the end of his ministry. And he had called his disciples together to worship in the Passover. And he had told them during that supper that one of them was going to betray him. And they wonder, who was it? They did ask, is it I? Jesus let them know that it's one that will dip his bread in the cup with me. And who I give the sock to. But they didn't understand. They had their own idea. Jesus tells us to do things now, and we got our own idea. And we'll say, I know the Lord said this in his word, but I don't believe he was talking about this situation. I don't believe he intended for me to go through this. The Lord ain't put me out here for you to just walk over all the time. I stand the difference with you, and I can tell you, as I've been saying for years, if it comes knocking at your door, it's because God said you need this at this point in time in your life. And I allowed it to come so that you can grow in me. I allowed it to come so that you can be glorified. And my Father gets the glory. If Cain knocking, Jesus allowed it because it was his will. And so Paul tells us, in everything, give God thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning each of us. If it wasn't for you, then he wouldn't allow it to come, because Paul tells us again in Corinthians, he won't allow anything to come upon you that you're not able to handle. God said if it's knocking there, he's already prepared you to answer the call. And then you answer by his grace and his power. He will enable you to endure the situation. Whatever it is, God said you can go through with it. And it's going to be for your good. Call on Joseph. Little lad Joseph, hated by his brothers. And they did this thing and that thing and this thing and that thing. He went through this fire and that fire and this fire and that fire. Seemed like he was always in something that was coming up against him, but God was using that to prepare him for a time not yet come. And his brothers sold him into slavery. But what they were doing was setting up the dream that he had seen and told them about. And they called themselves working against it, but they were working in it. And were working for the good of the kingdom. And I heard Joseph tell his brothers years down the road, as they realized what they had done and told him and realized who he was. And they apologized, and their brother and Joseph said, "That's all right. You meant it for my bad, but God, somebody can say, but God, he meant it for my good." Hallelujah. So whatever it is that you're going through, God is turning it around for your good. Hallelujah. Whatever it is. I got to move now. I don't know if the time is moving on. But I heard him say, and his word, hallelujah, I'm going to be betrayed by one of you. Hallelujah. And it wasn't the Romans that were crying out. It was the Jews, God's chosen generation. It ain't the world so much crying out against us, but it's each of us against one another. We're supposed to be working together, not dividing ourselves. We want us to be as one, as him and his Father and the Holy Spirit are one. Hallelujah. Not when you over here and you over there, you back there and you up there, but come together in agreement, one with another. Hallelujah. Come to some compromise. Come to some understanding. Don't be like the people in Washington, Republicans on one side, sticking with the wrong Democrats on the other side, trying to get you delivered. But seem like more people want you bound than want you delivered. Hallelujah. Glory be. And when they get some laws, they get up there and change them. Hallelujah. To go back the other way. But God, he's going to move in his own way, and he's going to get it fixed by and by. Hallelujah. Well, supper was ended, and Jesus went out to the garden. Hallelujah. And Judas came and with his posse. Hallelujah. And bound Jesus and took him to judgment hall, from one judgment hall to another, from Pilate to Herod. Hallelujah. And from him to the high priest, the church people, the chief priests of the Jews. He's the one saying it's better that one die than the whole nation. Hallelujah. He was envious of Jesus because Jesus could do what they weren't able to do. He was envious of Jesus because Jesus, hallelujah, healed the sick, raised the dead. Jesus, hallelujah, made the lame walk, the blind to see, the deaf to hear. Jesus called the dumb to speak. Jesus, whatever it is, if you call Jesus, he will bring it out and make it be all right. Tell somebody it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Cause Jesus got it in his hand. He's gonna work it out. There's nothing too hard for him. Hallelujah. And so they did, and they come try to condemn him. But I heard Pilate say, I find no fault in this man. Anybody out there can find fault in our Lord? Because we'll blame him for this thing. And we'll blame him for another thing. And things go wrong in our life, we get mad with him. Hallelujah. But still, it's no fault of Jesus. He didn't give or bring this bad stuff upon you. It was man that brought it in. He told him to leave it alone. Hallelujah, on the day that you do, you're going to die. Hallelujah. And told us to choose life. I'm setting it for you. Life and death. I suggest to you to choose life. But instead, we chose death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so he did. Now, they took Jesus and stood him up among the people. Says customary that we give him back to you. One prison on the Passover. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give you, I suggest that you do Barabbas. He's a murderer. He's a thief. Hallelujah. Against Jesus, who you said your king, king of the Jews. Hallelujah. Who's done no wrong. But I heard him say, give us Barabbas. Hallelujah. And away with Jesus. What you want to do with Jesus? Crucify. Hallelujah. Jesus now is offering to us hope, delivers. Hallelujah. Joy. In the midst of your problems, in the midst of your concerns, give Jesus, Jesus, some joy. And I heard him say, don't wait till the battle's over, but let us shout right now while we're going through. Hallelujah. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Jesus told you how to get delivered. You don't have to go to the psychiatrist. All your answer is in the word of God. God made the answer. Hallelujah. Before you had a problem. Hallelujah. And they took our Lord and our Savior and they whipped them. Yes, they did. Thank you, Jesus. They whipped them 39 lashes. They whipped them for you. They whipped them for me. Hallelujah. And to put crown of thorns upon his brow and to judge them and to kill, condemn them. Hallelujah. They spit on them. They slapped them. They mocked them. They put a purple robe on them and said, I give you your king. And they cried out, we have no king but Caesar. Hallelujah. We offer to the world salvation. But you say there ain't no salvation unless I get it. Hallelujah. But God had already done it for you. He's already made it all possible. And I heard him now at the on their cross. He was crying out. Before he got there on the cross, he was carrying the cross. But the cross was the sins of the world. He was carrying on the cross. And the sin got so heavy, they knocked my Lord and our Savior to the ground. But he still took it. And he took the cross and put it on Simon, an African man. Hallelujah. That was in time. And it made him carry the cross. So we get the cross. But Jesus bear the cross alone. And all the world go free. And he said, no, there's a cross for you. And there's a cross for me. Hallelujah. They hung Jesus on the cross. And on the sixth hour, he was there to the ninth hour. The sun refused to shine. Hallelujah. There was darkness over the earth for those 3 hours. Darkness over the earth. Somebody tried to say, it wasn't an eclipse, but we have seen the eclipse. And no eclipse lasts no 3 hours. Hallelujah. Jesus, the S-U-N, refused to shine on the Son of God. For God don't like looking at sin. Hallelujah. And Jesus was sin. For the world, he took on your sin. He took on my sin. He took on the sin of everybody. And hallelujah. And I heard him cry out, it is finished. I've done what I came to do. It is finished. Hallelujah. And he gave up the ghost and died there at Calvary. Hallelujah. He died for you. He died for me. Hallelujah. They took Jesus and laid him in a borrowed tomb, one that no one had never been placed in. He put him there and he said a borrowed tomb because he didn't need it. Hallelujah. A long while. He just visited for 3 days. Hallelujah. So it was in a borrowed tomb. Because when he got that first night, he was in the grave on Friday night, Saturday night, hallelujah, and Sunday night at daytime, hallelujah. He was there, hallelujah, 3 days in the tomb. But right early, on that third day, hallelujah, the angel came and moved the stone. His grave was open. Hallelujah. And Jesus, the word of God, has already said, I will open your grave. Hallelujah. He will open your grave. He did it for Lazarus. He called him out of his grave. But first he said, move the stone. Roll away the stone. Hallelujah. He rolled away the stones in your life. He rolled away that was bounding you and keeping you bound. Hallelujah. And with Jesus, hallelujah, was in the tomb. The angels rolled the stone away. Jesus got up, pulled off his grave clothes. He got up, hallelujah, and came forth out of the tomb. Today, he called for you. Get up. I've already rolled away the stone. Your grave has been opened. That been keeping you from doing what you want to do and going where you want to go. That grave has been opened. Hallelujah. That stone is rolled away. Hallelujah. I heard him say, you need to get up, pull off your grave clothes. He told Lazarus, come forth. Get up from out of your grave. Come on out, Lazarus. When the word said, when he got there, he was bound hand and feet. Hallelujah. The grave clothes still were on. And I heard God say, loose him. Hallelujah. Loose him. God said, you may have your grave clothes on. Part of that pandemic, you got grave clothes on. Hallelujah. But loose him. Hallelujah. Loose him. Jesus said, loose your grave clothes. You got to come forth out of your doubts. Come forth out of your anger. Come forth out of your unforgiveness. Come forth and be loose. But before you can get loose, you got to get up. He removed the stone from out of our life. And all we got to do now is to get up and come forth and whatever God has called you to do. Come forth. Everybody got a ministry. And no matter what it is, you got a ministry. And nobody's ministry is no more important than yours. You got a job that nobody can do but you. Because he's coming. And every eye shall see him. Every tongue shall confess. He's coming. Will you still be bound when you get here? Word of God says, he got up from the grave and looked back at the grave. Said, oh, grave, where's your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? Hallelujah. I rose with all power of heaven and earth now entrusted into me. Hallelujah. He rose. And he took pain, stain out of death. The strength of the death is sin. And the hands of sin is death. But Jesus removed it when he got up. He removed it. And we got to stop allowing it to overpower us. Okay. Because he got up, you could get up. Hallelujah. I wish that I had somebody that would just leap to your feet and said, I got up. Yeah, I got up. Hallelujah. Because he got up, I got up. Never to be bound and alone. I'm loose to worship. I'm loose. Hallelujah. To give God glory. I'm loose. He got up. Has he gotten up in your life? Or is he still dead? Hallelujah. He got up. And if there's someone here today that needs him to get up in your life, now is your time.
Jesus, what's his name? Jesus, what's his name?
Jesus.
Say Savior.
Savior.
What's his name?
Jesus.
He's holy.
Holy. holy, holy.
What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Say Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank God for his word and for you being in here and all what God has allowed us to happen in our lives today. Pray that you go forth in the victory. You got up out of your pain. You got up out of your mental hurts. You got up. You've been loose to praise him in everything. We're no longer bound by people criticizing us, by how we act and respond. We got up out of that because Jesus loosed us, because I came forth from the grave. Came forth still bound, but Jesus loosed us. Hallelujah. That we can worship and praise his holy name. I bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. He's God. The offering will be taken as you exit. So we'll get your envelopes filled out if you don't have them filled out, so you can deposit your offering now as we exit. As our there in our announcements. Come again next month is the annual Northwest B mid-year session. I think that date is the 15th, 14th. Okay. So be ready for that. And also next month is joint union. You'll hear more about that from your district elder. We're glad to have in our midst all our visitors today who have come to share with us today. If you would just wave your hand. And God. If you have any word expression you want to say, you may stand and do that. Okay, remember, we're still under temporary quarantine, but we're obeying the law because that's what we're supposed to do.
Amen.
Obey them and have rule over you. And so we try to do that. We don't break the law to prove something. We do what the law says, as long as it's not going against the word of God. We're supposed to obey them. If it's going against the word of God, then that's when we stand against it. But as long as it's in the word, we're supposed to do or try our best to do and adhere to that. So as we exit, again, we're going to be doing it by rows, one row at a time.
Amen.
No long conversations. Okay. No hugging. Okay. All right. Hug from a distance.
Amen.
In fact, let's all hug right now. We're hugging everybody in the building. Okay. We want you safe so we can come together again and worship. Thank God. All right. God bless you and thank you. Our time is up. Starting at the rear.
Say the benediction.
Before you go in the Father, let's do the benediction. May the grace of God speak communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide, and thenceforth and forevermore. And everybody say amen.